This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers seem to generally agree with Governor Jared Polis's plan to bring them back to work early to pass COVID relief legislation. State Senate President Leroy Garcia says Coloradans need help, and the state can't wait for next year's regular legislative session or for Congress to step in.
Congressional inaction and partisan bickering has left millions stranded and completely abandoned at a time where there is the greatest need.
In Congress, Colorado Democrat Jason Crow says the nation needs a federal aid bill. Democratic congressional leaders have written to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to work with the negotiations on a bipartisan relief bill. Here's Congressman Crow.
Just from a health perspective, and if we don't get something passed soon, we're going to be in a very dire, even more dire position. Then from an economic perspective, we're obviously already there.
The state has reconfigured its range of rules for counties to use to limit the spread of COVID-19. That's as case numbers and hospitalizations are rising. Glenn Mays with the Colorado School of Public Health says the new rules could have some benefit, but that things like wearing masks and only having contact with people in your household go a long way.
We can do those things in our everyday lives more reliably, along with the additional restrictions in terms of indoor dining. There's a potential that we could see some meaningful slowing of this progression within a matter of weeks.
At least 15 counties will see new restrictions starting Friday. That includes every county in Metro Denver and others in northeastern Colorado and the western slope. This is CPR News.